place where hens lived?
In the hen house. In the pen is where they run in during the day, but they have a house, you know, that they roost in at night.
What's that house like?
Well, Papa always built one, and we have had them too, you know. You build the little house, and you put some pieces across there and fix a place for them to climb up, where they walk up, you know, and they get up there on those little rails that you got nailed across there, mm-hmm. and they stand on that and at night. And they clamp their feet around there, you know, and they'll squat down, and that's where they spend the night.
Okay.
Oh, I won't ever forget, Papa, he built a hen house one time, you know, didn't put a door up to it. And it was late one afternoon, and he had that thing was full of chickens, you know, they'd gone to roost before it got dark. And I was outside, and I went by, and you have never heard such a racket. It reminded me of a revival meeting. I said to myself, I wonder if those chickens are having a meeting. They was just a singing. You have never, and they'd have different voices, different tones, you know. And it was just amazing the way those chickens were carrying on. And it reminded me of a revival, you know. But they did that for a while, and they calmed down. I wonder what they really do mean when they do things like that. It's amazing.
Yeah.
They got a lot of sense.
If you're going to cut up a chicken or you're going to fry him, what do you call that piece that after you finish eating it, people pull it apart and make a wish on it? What do you call that?
The pilly bone.
Okay. Well, do you have a term for the inside parts of the chicken, like the liver, the heart, and the gizzard?
Uh-huh.
What's that?
The intestines is in there. What are you talking about? The liver, the heart.
Yeah, just say you take those particular ones. Do you have one word that you use to refer to all the insides of the chicken?
I call them all. When I take it, that, I always say I take the insides out.
Okay. Some people eat the intestines of hogs.
Huh?
Some people eat the intestines of hogs.
Uh huh. You know what they call them, either?
That's what I want you to tell me.
Chitlins.
Okay. Do you like them?
Uh-uh. No.
Why?
They smell too bad when they're cooking.
Okay. If it's time to feed the stock and do the chores, you say it is...
It is... Repeat that now.
If it's time to feed the stock and do the chores, you say it is...
Time to get the night work done.
Okay. Just think particularly it's time to feed them. You would say it's...
It's feeding time.
Okay. To get them from the pasture.
I say, so girl.
Okay, have you ever called anything besides that?
Come on, baby.
Okay. What if its name's not baby? Does that matter?
I have to call mine baby.
How do you call your cows to make them stand still? Like if you're
going to
milk them? What do you say to them?
Well, if they don't stand still, I'll say, stand still there now.
Okay. If it's a calf, do you call the calf any differently than you would a cow?
No. Yes, I say, so calfy, so calfy.
Okay. What do you say to the mules of the horses to make them go left and right?
Say to them?
Uh-huh.
Well, when you got a mule hitched up to a plow, out in the field plowing, you say, if you want to go to the right, you say, gee. If you want to go to the left, you say, ha.
And they understand that term?
They understand. They do just what you say.
And which one is gee?
Right.
And ha is
left.
Left.
Ain't it amazing now how they know and how they learn to do that?
Yeah.